This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support. I've got a public safety warning for you today. We were testing probiotics purchased on Amazon.com, and we found a probiotic supplement that contained 5 parts per million lead and thousands of parts per million aluminum. Like, I think this one was 3,000 parts per million aluminum, which is crazy. Those are insane levels of lead and aluminum to be in a dietary supplement. And we bought these on Amazon.com, and I filmed a video on this, by the way. The video you'll see it at foodforensics.com. That's one of my websites. But just in case you don't see that video or we don't get it produced in time, I'm recording this podcast, which will get out more quickly. Now, this probiotic supplement is a soil-based probiotics product. And we found that it's made with an ingredient. The number one ingredient in it is Leonardite. Leonardite. Now, maybe you've never heard of Leonardite. I hadn't until I ran across this product, and we were just doing some routine testing and found all this lead and aluminum. But Leonardite is a product that's mined out of the ground, and it's used as a garden amendment by some people who don't know what they're doing. And it's also apparently added to dietary supplements. Now, I don't even know if that's legal to use it in dietary supplements. That seems, I think that may very well violate FDA regulations on supplement safety. But even if it doesn't, we tested the Leonardite separately, and we found something just horrifying. The Leonardite is 10 parts per million lead and over 4,000 parts per million aluminum. Just crazy, crazy levels. 4,000 parts per million, that's 4 parts per thousand aluminum, which means 4 milligrams per gram is aluminum. 4 milligrams per gram. So that means basically this is an aluminum supplement, as if you needed more aluminum in your diet, because you don't have Alzheimer's yet, so you want more aluminum. Maybe you would love to live with dementia or kidney disorders or neurological problems. Have an aluminum supplement, right? This is satire. I'm joking on this point. Aluminum is toxic. You shouldn't eat it. But why does Amazon.com sell a supplement made with aluminum? Huh? Why does Jeff Bezos care so little about the public that he's willing to sell a supplement that contains high levels of lead and aluminum? There's a question for you. Because they don't test their products. They don't test what they sell. Which is why, this is not the purpose of this to plug my store, but, healthrangerstore.com, we test everything. And that's why people shop with us, because they know that it's going to be clean, because we run all these tests. That's how I find out all this stuff, because I'm buying products at grocery stores and Whole Foods and on Amazon, and I'm testing them. And I've got a big backlog, by the way, of other stuff to test. There's tons of stuff I haven't tested yet. But as I'm testing these things, I'm finding crazy levels of lead and aluminum sometimes, like in this case. Now, we tested other probiotics, by the way, and they were fine. They were fine because they contain just probiotics. And there's really no lead or aluminum in just regular probiotic strains, as you might expect. But for some reason, this one company, they put this dirt, basically, in their product. They have soil-based microorganisms, and then they throw all this mined up, basically, dirt in it. And the dirt's got a lot of lead and aluminum in it. And then they sell this as a healthy gut supplement? Are you kidding me? Think about the ethics of these companies, right? What kind of evil manufacturers of supplements would sell this? What kind of people would do that? Number one, either they didn't test their own product, which is highly unethical to begin with, or they did test it and they said, that's okay. Yeah, just sell the aluminum, sell the lead, whatever. That would be highly unethical, but man, I see it all the time. I see it all the time in this industry. You think just because some supplement is promoted as natural health and it's organic, because they can say organic on anything that's mined out of the earth, they say like, oh, it's organic humic acid. Well, they don't mean certified organic by the USDA because it's not an agricultural product. It's mined out of the ground. What they mean is organic chemicals, like organic carbon-based molecules. That's organic chemistry. You know, there are two branches of chemistry. There's inorganic chemistry and there's organic chemistry. And generally speaking, organic chemistry is chemistry involving molecules that have carbon in them. And so I guess these people are selling carbon-based stuff. They just call it organic. And the average consumer is like, organic, it must be clean. No, it's full of lead, actually. And they call it organic. It's just, it's unreal, the level of deception that's out there in the supplements industry and the food industry and the drug industry, I guess everything. I don't know what it is that you ever feel like you're such an oddball for having ethics, you know, because you live in a world where nobody seems to have ethics and all the business owners are like cheats and the politicians are liars or even pedophiles. And here you are operating with ethics and you just feel like, what's wrong with our world? Why don't other people have some basic honesty or decency? That's the way I feel in the supplements industry. I'm like, why don't these other companies just have some basic decency? Why don't they test their product? I mean, seriously, what if you're going to sell this to the public and it's got all these fancy names, you know, implying medicine and doctors and prescriptions and, you know, healing and all these things, all kinds of different terms, and then they never test their own product? Really? It's unreal that this is going on, but it is. And we see it every day. And you know what's funny? Despite all the censorship of my work, and now you know why I'm censored, because I tell the truth. You know, truth is treason in a time of deceit, in an age of deceit. Truth is treason, right? So the more you tell the truth, the more you get censored. But because I tell the truth, we have so many people that follow our work. And we have ongoing support for our online store, healthrangerstore.com. All the hundreds of products that we offer, superfoods, supplements, green living, home care products, personal care, laundry detergent without toxic fragrance chemicals, all this stuff. People continue to support us. Our business is steady, thanks to you, because we're doing the work. We're doing the testing. We're going through the grinder on this stuff for you. We are running it through the mass spec instruments. We're doing the sample prep. You know, we're doing the methanol extraction for glyphosate testing. We're paying the $1,000 a month electricity bills for the ICP-MS because it has a plasma torch. We're doing all this work for you so that you know that you have clean products when you shop at our store, healthrangerstore.com. And in the process of doing this, of course, we use those same lab instruments to test other people's products. And we keep seeing crazy levels of contamination, especially products from China. But in this case, this product is made in the USA, by the way, the one that I'm talking about here. It's got all this 5 parts per million of lead in it. And by the way, you might wonder, why don't I name the company? Why don't I name the company? Well, number one, it's easy to see for yourself because all you got to do is look for an ingredient called Leonardite. That's the company. That's the product. I'm not naming the company because I have a lot of very harsh things to say about this company. And these companies, they always try to threaten lawsuits and everything. And then sometimes they'll try to file a lawsuit and then I have to go through the trouble of having it dismissed because no one's ever successfully sued us over any kind of lab results because we're right. We're ISO accredited. People, I mean, you can't argue with our lab science. Anybody can send this to any lab in America and they will confirm our findings. So I'm not telling you their name, but just look at the ingredients. If you see Leonardite as the ingredient, that's the product. Don't buy it because it's toxic. And I think they should be shut down, frankly. I mean, I think this is a public health hazard. I think it's highly unethical, maybe even illegal, but I guess that's up to the FDA to decide, except the FDA is not even doing anything about these companies. We've run into that before so many times. We find a product that's got some alarming level of aluminum or lead in it, and the FDA doesn't do a damn thing. We've actually reported a couple of products to the FDA. They don't do anything. You know why? Because they're busy promoting pharmaceuticals and vaccines all the time. They don't care about food safety. You think they care? No. All they care about is E. coli that makes people die immediately. They don't care about the lead and the aluminum that gives you Alzheimer's or cognitive impairment. Because, hey, from their point of view, that just sells more pharmaceuticals long term, right? So they're making patients by feeding you toxic food loaded with heavy metals. So they don't have any reason to stop that. That's their business model. Poison you with food, then medicate you with prescription drugs. So that's why they don't care. And that's why this stuff has to come down to an independent lab like us. We sound the alarm because no one else will. So watch for this video. It's coming out at foodforensics.com. Of course, you can read my work every day at naturalnews.com. And at the same time, you can watch my videos at brighteon.com, the YouTube alternative video site for free speech, brighteon.com. Thank you for watching and listening. Be safe. Shop responsibly. Don't poison yourself with toxic supplements. Thank you. Most of the health products and supplements that you buy at Amazon or Whole Foods or grocery stores are never tested for glyphosate, pesticides, heavy metals, or even microbiology. At our store, healthrangerstore.com, we test everything we sell. We offer the cleanest, lab-verified products sold anywhere in the world. Healthrangerstore.com, over 700 products for health and home, all laboratory validated and tested for your safety. Check it out at healthrangerstore.com.